Schools across the country go on spring break during March and April, and then come back to their normal routines. However, in 2020, things are a little different. The COVID-19 pandemic spread across the country. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home order forced schools to close until further notice. The Illinois State Board of Education recommended all schools switch from Act of God days to remote learning days. Schools across Illinois started sending out enrichment packets to students before this transition. West Frankfort School Superintendent Matt Donkin says the new material will be a little more focused.
Now, as we've moved to remote learning days, we've tried to be a little more intentional about what could be covered in classes.
Donkin says everyone's daily routine has been disrupted and shuffled around, but they're still trying to give their students the same care as before.
Nothing can replace the person-to-person contact in a classroom, and I think you're seeing this now. As our concerns about the whole child and how they are doing socially, emotionally, educationally, academically, all of those things happen when you have a student in class. This is the best substitute that we can come up with right now.
Cobden High School science teacher Holly Hurt says they too are using any means they can to fulfill the state board's requirements to finish the school year.
I feel that all of the teachers at our district are going far and beyond with the resources that we have, and we do have great resources to fulfill the needs of our students.
Hurt says without the benefit of having everyone in the classroom, teachers have had to be a little creative.
Simple experiments like working with refraction and reflection, echoes, sound waves, things that they may have at home using material that they would find in their kitchen or bathroom, like mirrors and cups and pencils and paper clips and things like that, that would be easy for them and not stressful, but still be able to be enjoyable and inquiry-based. So they're still getting some aha moments.
Matt Donkin says his district, like many others, is having to weigh all the factors that keep students from completing their work through digital and non-digital means.
Everything online we're printing on the packets. I mean, we all know how expensive ink is and paper and for most people at home, they don't expect to have that many of those supplies on hand. So it's just one more thing you don't think of until you're in a situation like this.
Donkin says the state board also recommended that schools change the way they grade students from pass or fail to pass or incomplete.
The guidelines we saw that where we shouldn't do harm. So we are looking at how we can help students maintain their skills and then potentially improve their grades. We had just came into our fourth quarter, so for us, we have our third quarter grades, and then we are looking for the materials to be completed, and if students complete everything, they have a chance, an opportunity to move their semester grade up one from where it is.
Holly Hurt says, like others across the state, teachers in her district are doing everything they can to support their students.
They're graded based on a pass incomplete. So if they don't get their assignment completed, they still have an opportunity to fulfill that. Their grade will not be harmed for not completing it. They'll have an opportunity to complete it later. And the assignments that they do turn in, whether it's online or dropping it off at the school, they'll be given feedback by their teachers.
But she says nothing can replace missing yearly traditions.
I know that seniors would like to walk through graduation. I know that prom would like to take place. Those are some big ones that I hear students that are sort of sad about missing. And I can feel for them. Those are some big milestones in their life.
She's hoping the junior class this year won't face the possibility of virtual senior memories in 2021. I'm Benji Jeffords.